I do want to go to Bianca Belzer, Nine News reporter. She's on the scene at Sydney Airport where the drama has unfolded this afternoon and evening. MH122, 45-year-old passenger arrested after disrupting a flight from Sydney to Malaysia. We know there's been huge flight delays as well. Bianca, good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, we've received good news and an update from Malaysia Airlines. All 199 passengers and 12 staff are now safe and sound. They are off the plane. And right now here at Sydney Airport, they are being checked over by police as we speak. And as you said, the man at the centre of all this is in custody with the AFP. Now, the situation was brought under control about 90 minutes ago after hours sitting on that tarmac. The Malaysia Airlines flight, MH122, was made to turn around on its journey to Kuala Lumpur as a passenger on board started to become disruptive, and we're told by other passengers that he was allegedly threatening to blow the plane up. He was carrying a backpack and yelling. Now, passengers tell us that cabin crew managed to check the bag and found there was no such bomb inside, but no doubt an incredibly tense situation and difficult to know exactly what could have happened next.
I'm assuming so. They arrested him, and then they had to check the whole plane. I'm assuming, and a lot of what they've done, I also assume. I touched on this earlier. A lot of the protocols and things they put in place, they can't spell it out chapter and verse because these things can't be signaled to anyone who might be planning something similar down the track.
Exactly, that's right. So right now we are told that they will be searching the plane. All the passengers who were on board were told to leave everything they brought with them, including their passports, on board. So that will be taking place as the night progresses. The other thing that will happen is once all those people are checked, they will be sent off to hotels, most likely. They've been told they'll be able to get on the next flight out, but it's seems like it's going to be a long night ahead for them tonight, John.
Yeah, and we've spoken to people who are waiting and they're being told they'll get on later flights. So this thing's in the corner. There's still all the security. So there's been this knock-on effect with domestic flights cancelled inbound and outbound. And at the moment, the passengers, you say they've got off the plane. Then the question is, where are they going to go? I guess they'll be told to come back. There'll be another flight. But there's going to be a knock-on for days, it would seem.
Yeah, it would seem to be the case. I mean, this plane is going to have to be searched thoroughly. We haven't had any international cancellations as yet, but what we have seen is big impacts for domestic flights all through the day and still going on now. There have been delays and there have been cancellations. So these people will all have to be put on other flights. I am told that they will be staying at a local hotel here for the night, some of them at least. But their searches are still and checks are still going underway inside the terminal now. So we are waiting them here at the arrivals gate to see if they have anything to share with us.
And the question, the man's been arrested. We're waiting for charges and details of what those charges might be as the police presumably interview him and try and find out what it was all about.
Exactly right. They'll have counter-terrorism experts on this, and they're right now, they have him in custody. It's not clear exactly whether he had this alleged incident was planned or whether it was a spur of the moment thing that has taken place, but no doubt several questions that will need to be answered over the coming hours and days with this man now in custody.
Yeah, and prima facie, there's very serious offences involved here. So, Bianca, you're on the scene there. If there are any developments, obviously you'll have them on Nine's News tonight and through the day tomorrow, and we'll bring them to our listeners as well. I appreciate that, and thank you very much for that.
Thanks, John.